Let's do it. Thanks, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Red Jacks On episode. I am just fucking out.
Yes. Yeah, he stumbled.
I am your host today. I'm Charlie, and I'm joined by
me, Rick,
Fraser,
Sirhan,
and special guest in.
And it's me, Joe. Hi.
Yeah.
So, Joe, welcome back.
This is beautiful because this is our full circle on our podcast. Our first ever episode was The Last of Us, episode one. Or I think we just done, yeah, it was episode one, wasn't it? We just done a whole recap of episode one. This time we're going to be doing one, two, and three all together. So, yeah, we will just start off at episode one. At this point, guys, how are we all feeling about season two when we were going into it?
Roma! That's it. We can end the episode right there. Said enough.
Yeah, it's white.
As someone who hasn't played the game, Last of Us Part 2, I'm enjoying it as a series.
Wait. You've not played the game?
No, I haven't played the game.
Me neither. Me and Fraser.
You've watched it, right? You both have watched the game online.
No.
No,
I've heard about it and stuff that's happened in it, but otherwise I'd never really, I liked The Last of Us 1, like, you know, as a standalone story, I thought.
Yeah, agreed.
So this is my first exposure to the part two story.
Do you know what? It will probably be better for the review wise to have two with the game, definitely. Two off the game. Joe, have you played the game or you're watching the game currently, right?
I've played the first one. Played a little bit through the second one and then sort of had other things to do. So I'm watching it. So I'm watching the cutscenes now.
Nice. Okay, I have seen
the whole game though before. I have watched it before.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay, so you're going to have a bit more understanding. So it's only me and Rick that has played the actual game.
Well, and did you do all the DLC and everything like that?
Was there DLC to?
I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't know.
I don't think there was. There wasn't DLC.
I think so.
To my knowledge.
One for the first
DLC.
There was for the first one.
Was that the multiplayer? They done a multiplayer, didn't they, at some point?
They did, but they also did that in the first game for a little bit as well. It wasn't really a DLC-ish, but...
Stupid idea.
Mm-hmm. From what you played of it, Joe, was you enjoying it?
It was good. Yeah, it was really good. And then I just sort of had other things to do. And it's like, Last of Us is a time sink, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't walk away from it and then pick it up and get back to where you was. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of forgot and then just watched it. Yeah. It's good though. Different. I got a lot to say.
Yeah. I mean, going into it, I was aware of one big thing, which obviously big spoiler alerts coming up, guys, if you haven't seen the first three episodes of The Last of Us Season 2.
Can we just put an overall spoiler warning? Because, no. Let me clarify this. So me and Rick shouldn't mention anything that we know of.
Yes.
Only...
You can reference the second game and say that they've done stuff different to what you've seen so far. But yeah, obviously just do not say anything that goes further than what we've seen in the show because me and Fraser don't want to get it spoiled either.
Yeah.
As well as all the millions out there listening to the podcast.
Spoilers for episodes 1 to 3 and maybe a little bit of reflection, but that's it.
So Fraser and Charlie and Joe, Joe's obviously played it and seen a little bit. Charlie and Fraser, you know the one big thing, which I'm guessing is the thing that happens in episode 2.
Yes.
That's one and only thing that you knew about in the game.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Nothing like in terms of major plot, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Okay. Trailer footage. I think we probably both seen all the trailer footage and stuff. But yeah.
I'll be honest with you, a part of me doesn't even remember episode 1 and I watched it like 2 days ago. episode 2 and then just flicking on episode 3 to like, I literally watched episode 3 happened. Today. I finished episode 3 and then joined this call. So
I can't remember what happened in episode 3.
Episode 3 was fine. Episode 3 was low-key. It was low-key in the best way. I needed it. But
chill.
Let's start with episode 1. What happened in episode 1? How do we start off with the scene at the end of The Last of Us Season 1, where she just turns to him before they get to Tommy's and like, swear to me, like the famous scene, just swear to me, and I swear. And the credits roll, and then it shows them go into Jackson, Mm-hmm. And then I think, does it jump? Is it 3 years later?
Three years later.
5, I think, maybe. Wasn't she? Well, Harold, because she's 19 now.
She's 19
I think she
now.
Was 13, wasn't she? Or something like that.
But she was 14.
14, maybe. 14. Yeah, so five years.
About 5 years. So 5 years passes. And then, yeah, you see kind of Ellie in Jackson and just seeing what that community is like.
Mm-hmm. I feel like most of it is exploring how Ellie and Joe's relationship is like at the moment, which is quite jagged.
Yeah. For the first episode, at least, it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How does that compare to the game? I want to know.
It's a lot more in the episode. It feel like they explored the characters a bit more.
Okay. It's weird. That was the same with first season, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. A lot more screen time for every character, though, I guess.
Especially like Tommy, I guess.
Tommy.
Yeah. There's a lot more Tommy.
What, in the show or in the game?
Yeah, in the show. Yeah.
Oh, really?
In the show.
I don't think he had a kid in the game, did he?
No.
To my knowledge, he didn't. But I think
they have made some big changes then, because that's quite a big thing, considering everything that happens in 2 and 3.
Do you know what? We'll in all to, fairness, though, from what I've seen from the game, they've added things or subtracted things or represented things in a different way. But like, let's take Tommy's kid, for example. Yeah, Tommy doesn't have a kid in the game. I think there might be some insinuation that either they're trying or she's pregnant, but it doesn't change, in my mind, the trajectory of Tommy's journey in this. Because all it's done in the show is add a bit more depth, add a bit more vulnerability, and add a bit more motivation for him. But it's not going to change it in a way of, that must be. Unless the kid gets like kidnapped or something. And I'm like,
that's divergent.
In one of the episodes, there's a bit where they're breaking through the door, isn't it? So you're thinking, oh, I don't know, is he dead? The kid's dead?
Cause you know, true.
So that's what I thought. It's like, are they adding an extra bit of story there? Because it's quite unsure if they got in or not. You know what I mean? It shows the door and then it cuts to something else. That makes sense?
Yeah, I remember. Cuts back outside to the...
I don't think he did die. I think if they would have killed Tommy's son in the show,
there's no way.
You would know about it.
Yeah, they would.
You don't see him. That's the thing. You don't see him. Like,
no, it's true. I mean, the focus would be taken away, I guess.
Yeah,
it would be a whole different story, wouldn't it?
I'm jumping ahead anyway.
But yeah, back to episode one.
Yeah,
I mean, I've made notes. I didn't break down every scene. I've made notes, and my first note is I fixed the guitar. Because Joel walks into her room and you think they're going to have this long conversation. It's just like, your guitar's broke. I fix it and takes it. Just like this, Sirhan's dad. That's something he would do. Like, he's trying to make amends. Yeah. He's like, I fix this for you.
But that was in his own weird way, in a typical way, positive or negative, a very manly thing to do. Mm-hmm. You can tell that Joel's a bit of a blunt instrument. He knows how to get shit done. And he may go a bit overboard and he's very protective. But when it comes to the little nitty gritty, bit more sentimental, emotional stuff, it's still very functional. He's not very good with the journey. He's like, if I love you, I'm going to fix this for you, give this to you, save you from this. But the talking part, I appreciate that. And to my knowledge, if I remember correctly, I think that scene was in the game. Am I remembering that right, Rick, where he grabs him guitar and says, I'm going to fix it?
I think it was.
I think he does.
In the trailer.
In the beginning, and then it changes a bit in the game to what they do with it in the show. But I think he does fix it in the game, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
They come out to get guitar strings.
Yeah. Because I think, no major spoilers, but I think in the game, it also starts with like a bit of friction between Ellie and Joel. Because you can tell from the time difference that has gone by. Ellie's obviously grown up a little bit more. Joel's already know how to deal with a teenage daughter. So it is a bit awkward in the game, and they did it pretty. They showed it pretty decently in the show as well. I think in the show they added a bit more of that underlying thing from the end of the first season one, where she was like.
Surprised me. It did surprise me. Like I didn't think that their relationship would have been able to deteriorate that much.
Mm-hmm.
But it really does show like some of the guilt that Joe feels. Joel feels about that. And I like that as well. There's always that underlying kind of world breaking secret about Ellie that's always going to be there, but only the two of them knew. And it seems to have really sort of broken him down, and that did kind of surprise me. Like, you thought they would have going through everything the first game and season one had, you know, they still have an unbreakable bond, but it's just like on the rocks. Yeah. It's kind of hard to watch. Sad.
Yeah, it was. Definitely. It really was. It was weird to come. Yeah, as you said, it was weird to come back after 5 years. Mm-hmm. And they're not. It was. I either thought she completely never believed him and it's completely done, or mm-hmm. they were going to come back and they're just good as gold. Because, I mean, living in a community like that, I guess the therapist does kind of say, like, you're having problems with your teenage daughter, you know. Mm-hmm. Every dad does get over it. So I guess it is kind of just natural.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she was in the game, the therapist, was she?
No.
I liked her. She was funny.
I liked her as well. She was great.
See, I think where they've kind of sort of semi-shimmied the episode compared to the opening of the game is in the best way possible. Because everything they added was understandable in the sense that you start a game, you're one character in this particular game, one point of view, and you have to, in its own way, go through a bit of a tutorial. It's not just the establishing of the game, setting the scene, setting the characters and the tone. It's also a tutorial where that tutorial doesn't need to happen. All it needs to do is establish and just explore and go deeper into character dynamic. They had more time. Whereas like episode two, I felt more of the beats. Episode two, I was like, oh, I remember that bit, yeah. I remember that bit, I remember that bit. Episode one, I was a bit more just watching this representation of something I know. Yeah. But the message was still the same. Building.
Like world building, I guess, the first episode.
Yeah, yes, exactly that.
I did find it interesting that the therapist said about Joel killing her husband.
Yeah.
That was a bit weird. Like, that's opened up a bit of a story as well, which I'm interested to see what happened. Yeah. Yeah, Eugene, that's it, yeah. Is that also, did they also say that that was the guy, what's his name? Jesse? Is that his dad?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's Jesse's dad.
Or was his friend or something? Because he was talking about him, because it was Jesse's his weed dad, place, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was season, episode two, maybe? I think episode two, where he's like, where he takes Ellie to that shop and he's like, Eugene was like his first partner and then he showed him that spot. I don't think they were like father and then son.
It was like a partner. Yeah, you're right. I think it was partner. Yeah. But that guy, obviously Joel's killed him at some point.
Yeah, that was kind of like, that kind of flew over my head a little bit. Like, Joel killed a guy that I don't really remember.
he's killed so many people.
Yeah, but his therapist is still happy to give him sessions.
No, but you know what? I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that for one specific reason. Obviously, it's not in the game. The therapist's not in the game. But Joel, the biggest conversation with Joel, first of all, is like after people's massive acclaim for the game and the character, it's like, well, hold on. Is Joel the villain? Fuck. That was a big sort of discussion that was had, right? And we've even discussed it on the pod. Episode two, it kind of shows you that, that conversation could be had. But it's also sort of the... Even though it's traumatic to have the person that killed your partner, you can see like the normality in its own weird way of the conversation of talking about, well, you've killed this person. And we live in such a dog-eat-dog world. It's not even like you had other options or chances. There is a little vibe of her of like, I'm human, I'm a wife, I hate you and I'm angry at you, but also I'm a part of this society. I know it's a dog-eat-dog world right now. I kind of get it. And it just immediately sets that tone of like, kill or be killed is a normal conversation to be had.
Yeah,
because there's one little line that appears in the game, if I may mention it, right? They don't use it in the show. They may use it, but it's a throwaway thing, but it comes to the same point where they're talking actually about Eugene. They're in the space. They find the guy's like weed farm, basically, and is his stash. And she's having Ellie's talking to someone, and they're like, oh, shit, man, like, oh, that's it. So this is, even Joel didn't kill him. How did he die? And I think the other person goes, oh, he died of a heart attack.
Oh.
And then Ellie just goes, oh, man. It was something along the lines of, oh, man, that's so cool, so lucky. I was like, what? It's like, yeah, man, like, he died a natural death. That's so unheard of.
Mm.
So even that conversation of death, you kind of get taken aback. Like, oh, yeah, this is not their world. This isn't. They were not even born into the previous world. They were born in this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, Literally, like, the conversation between them, like, you know, just general chit chat is, you know, who was your first kill?
Like, yeah.
That's yeah. the part they've grown up in. Yeah. Ellie got bit, I think, worth noting, which.
Oh my God, it's come back to me.
How reckless she is. She's out there getting bit more than once now. Come on.
Bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The stalker, man. The stalker. The moment I saw that little shadow, I just balled myself up by myself and I was like, it's a stalker.
Remember, that's the only one we've seen. I can kind of imagine. I didn't know if it was in the game or not, so I didn't know if this was a new dynamic, but I'm guessing it is. Okay.
But
we don't know much about him yet.
There's nothing I can spoil for you about that. It's just what it showed you was exactly how you felt, except you're the one playing it. It's exactly that moment of like, fuck.
Did the trauma come back?
Mate, I think episode one, I think I whispered at the screen. Episode two, I shouted at the screen. Episode three, I was too tired to do anything. I just watched it.
You know, the first time we saw a clicker on screen, to be fair, I felt that. It was like, oh my God, ready. That is fucking, that is PTSD.
Yeah.
We also meet Abby.
Yeah.
Abby. Anyone got anything to say?
Whoa. Can we talk about Dina first?
All right, yeah, good job.
Yes. All right. I love Dina.
Yeah. My one note, Dina is fun and I like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
She's a much needed breath of fresh air that you need in the environment that it all is, in the world that it's set in. Mm-hmm. You know, so she's very capable, but she's also like fun, like kind of like what Ellie can be when Ellie's in a fun kind of mood, but just constantly. That's just Dina.
Mm-hmm.
It does worry me. A breath of fresh air in this show is terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't want to know
how long it will last.
Yeah,
you want to save it.
I don't trust it.
And I shall say nothing.
No, say nothing.
You already said too much.
I've already said too much. No, I like her. I like her. But not just her as a character. I like this actress and this interpretation and this sort of version of her. Like, I think, like, kind of touching on a little bit Dina, even a little bit of Abby, I've kind of understood that these characters are not meant to be replicas of them. They're emulating them.
Yeah.
They're not meant to be like for like. And that's why when I watch it, I don't get put out or put off, because in my head it's like, this is that Joel, this is that Ellie, and I believe it is them in every way. It's maybe not the first one I was exposed to, but it's them. And I can still see that characteristic. And I definitely see that in Dina. I've picked that up from Abby. I mean, I don't mind Abby. I like her.
She's not built like she's in the game, but in the game,
I was going to ask.
Yeah, that's a big thing a lot of people mention.
Yeah, in the film, she's just like, she's just standard. Gorgeous. She's a great actress. She plays her really, really well. You know, the way she's always crossing her arms and stuff like that. But like in the game, she was like built like a like an ox. Lately, some of the enemies say, oh, she's built like an ox.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that would have added a lot more impact.
Yeah.
Episode, for sure. But I also think it almost doesn't, because you think from someone with a big punch, do you in a few. Someone who's not as strong, it's going to take a long time, and that's even worse. We won't skip that. We won't skip to that yet. We meet Abby, and we had that, was it this episode where she crawls through the fence?
Yes.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, no, or was that episode two?
Episode two.
We just meet Abby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just meet Abby. We just get Ellie and Dina out on patrol. With the and then see the stalker inside the.
That's it, yeah.
Brilliant scene.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
They done it justice. They captured it so well, man.
It feels like The Last of Us. You know what I mean? It sounds silly, me saying that, but
yeah,
feels like it.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. They're still keeping to their origins.
Yeah. But what I like it is, like, someone who has no idea what's going on, they could just click on it and be like, oh, cool, that looks cool, and just watch it and just get really into it, even if they have no idea what it is previously. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's what I like
about it. Which is what a good show should be.
Exactly, 100%.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's move on to episode two, because this is probably going to be a big conversation.
On to episode two, because I don't want to have to relive the trauma.
Well, look, we're just going to go over my quick two notes: Attack on Jackson and Joel.
The Attack on Jackson. How well is that covered in the game? That's what I want to know, because
that's
what I would have thought. Attacked.
In the game, Jackson does not get attacked at all. Jackson stays.
I'll be honest with you. I love the Jackson parts. I loved it because it was brand new. It filled in the gaps that it needed because it's not a game. Yeah. And I love not knowing what was going to happen and just being like, oh, this is fine. This is just a show. And then it'll cut back to Joel. And I'm like, but I've honestly, hand on my heart, literally, I was rubbing my chest. I was going through so much anxiety. I was like, should I pause it? And I was like, no, just push through. Just fucking push through and just get to the end of this.
All the shit hitting the fan at the same time,
Oh, mate. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Jackson wasn't in there. Yeah.
I will say, before I watched this episode, Jade turned to me and went, this is the episode, babe. Ruined the whole thing. I didn't know it was coming that early. So the whole episode, I was like, well, I know it's coming.
You know it's coming.
I didn't know how it was coming, but I knew it was coming.
Mate.
When Abby and Joel meet, man, and he just picks her up, I was like, no!
Yeah, exactly!
Because she would have died, like, if he hadn't saved her, and she doesn't even, like,
Joel just
doesn't even cross her mind.
And left, and let her do her own thing.
No, Joel did what Joel did. He ran in there, bro, to save her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That bit where the zombie puts his hand through the gate, it slices up his hand, oh, that made me...
That was
Oh,
that whole scene, man, when she's crawling through.
I was at work, innit, and I had it in my ears, and I went, ooh, like that, really loud. And everyone looked like, what are you doing?
I need to be a little bit pedantic and annoying here. It's infected. It's not zombies. Let's not trigger some fan base bullshit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sorry, everyone listening.
Sorry, Joe.
Don't cancel.
Sorry, Joe, when you listen.
Please keep listening.
Oh yes, I forgive you.
Thanks, man.
We get quite a lot of views, actually, guys. Don't sleep on us.
No, we know. We're talking to all the Joes that listen to us this morning.
Yeah, we just assume they're all called Joe.
They're all called Joe.
There's like two of us.
It could also be a girl's name. It could be Josephine. It could be Joanne. Come on, Fraze. Get your head out of it, man. It's 2020.
Comment below if your name is Joe, Josephine, or Joanne, or Joseph.
I'm coming. Oh, that's me. I want to go back to Jackson quick before we go on to that scene.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel what they did with Jackson in the show proper built on like the whole town. Like it felt like there was like the town was a character, you know.
Yeah.
In the game it felt like, oh, this is home, blah blah blah. But in the show it's like, this is the community, this is the, you know, this is humanity right now. You know what I mean? And when you see when people dying, you're like, oh shit. And the bit where they toss the barrels over, it's so cool.
So cool.
And that's the great thing they can do with the show, right? Because all of these characters get all this screen time, and they can then expand on the people in the community and the community itself. So adding that scene is probably like a real blessing for the
really good
for the series.
It split the difference of the episode really well, but it also gave a nice dynamic of urgency to Joel. Because he could see it,
yes,
like through the storm. Yeah. Like, fuck, my home's been attacked, my brother. Yeah, and it that's what I'm saying. It added. It didn't take away or kind of like take away your amount of energy that you're going to give to both sides of this story.
Yeah. And it seemed like the only reason he didn't go back to the town is because Dina was there and she was like freezing to death. So he was compelled to get her to safety.
But then, of course, Abby twisted his arm as well. Like,
yeah, she's there.
Added to his urges, like, we're gonna. Not even that. Like, I've got friends. We've got
blankets.
Like, ammos and blankets and weapons. Yeah. We will even come with you. And it's like, well, fuck it. Might as well come back with people.
Mm. Oh man. So he falls for it. And
but hold on, before we get to there. All right, firstly, I'm going to sort of put two things that we need to mention. One, they fucking show a bloater again.
Mm-hmm.
Second time for the show. That's a big deal. Yep. And two, the whole like trailer / intro to the game with like the little light festival they have and Ellen Dina's moment.
Yeah.
I think that's episode... Is that episode two?
Is that the end of episode one?
great. The game had that whole scene with Dina and Ellie's dance and their first kiss and everything. But in the game, it was great. In the show,
you have to like, tap X to kiss.
No, you've got to tap Ryan. If you tap it quick enough, you don't kiss. Game over. It was great in the game, but even in the show, like they nailed every little 100%. Part of that entire scene, like for like, from the game to the environment to the way it all starts, it was perfect. It was great.
So that's an important scene, would you say?
Well, the thing is, in the game, it's hinted on right at the beginning. You don't see it until later on in the game as a flashback.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's like, oh, you kissed Dina. You know, stuff like that. And Jesse coming to the door is actually word by word what he says in the game.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've just watched the game recently.
Oh. Is that where he talks to Ellie?
Yeah.
It kind of rinses her, like, what? You kissed her? And then it's
That's kind of a savage move, you know, because that is such a, yeah, I know it didn't mean anything. And that is such an extra burn for Ellie, who's clearly smitten for her. I know, I'm not worried about you. You're not a threat. It's like, oh, dick move. But then even Dina keeps doing that to her. Like, it just keeps like flirting with her and then being like, yeah, you know, you're gay, I'm straight. It's like, what's your problem, Dina? What do you fucking want?
Yeah.
Come on, she's figuring herself out. She's a teenager. I'm sure they're going to hook up. I will just quickly say, just on the topic of them hooking up, I think this is where my problem with Bella Ramsey is starting to evolve, because I love Bella Ramsey. I think everything she's done so far, she's a fantastic actress, but it's really hard to see her in a romantic relationship. I don't know why. She's got such a baby face. I don't think it doesn't look like she's grown 5 years, even though she's in her 20s or something. It's something weird about it for me.
I understand what you're saying. But I think they're kind of playing into that though. Like the way they dress her, the way they do her hair, she's not really grown up. And Ellie kind of has that. Ellie in the game doesn't feel like she grows up. And it's going to sound really weird to say it, but she doesn't become like a typical grown up. Like she looks like a woman now in that regard. She looks like she's mature. She's become more of herself. But you don't get that vibe. And in the show, they've kind of done it in a similar way. I don't know how to explain it. Like she's not really.
I think
grown
she can't
up.
Change. She can't change her physical body. You know what I mean? To that degree. And I mean, I remember seeing the game trailer because you had that whole scene with Dina in the trailer. And I remember seeing Ellie and be like, "Oh my God, look at her! She's so grown up." You know what I mean? I don't have that with Bella Ramsey because she just she doesn't age. She still looks 13. That is my one qualm with it. I find it hard to root for the romantic side of Ellie.
But you know what I always thought was strange? It's like she looks like the girl who plays Ellie in the game.
Who played her mum in the show.
At the end of episode 2, that's her singing the song.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yeah, Through the Valley. Right. Through the Valley. Oh, you could tell the moment she started singing, I was like, oh no, that's Ashley Johnson. Right. Oh no. Oh God.
I didn't even think of Ashley Johnson. It came on and my first reaction was, that's my Ellie. Because that was a song made for the game. So she's not, it really is her in character as Ellie as well, because I remember Ashley Johnson done the song. She's a professional singer and right, and the director of the game said, listen, you actually need to make it a little bit worse. Ellie wouldn't be this level of a singer. You need to crank your technique down a little bit. So she adds a little croak and a little push, and it really is an Ellie song more than hers in its own way. So
it is beautiful.
Is that the song that Joel teaches her?
No.
It
doesn't show you. That's the song they just.
We haven't seen anything like that yet. Just for the record.
It was in the trailers for Last of Us 2. That's where it was dropped. Her playing the guitar, singing the
point
song.
Point though, because I think in the beginning bits of the game, there is a song that Joel teaches Ellie.
Leave Me or something like that, isn't it?
Something like that. Yeah, and Ellie plays it a lot throughout the game, but he didn't get the chance to teach her that song in there. So maybe she will, but I don't know. But yeah, I guess we'll see what they do with it. But yeah, that's a good point. I didn't actually clock that until just now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just quickly going back to episode 2, because we mentioned it, but we didn't mention it enough. That bloater was fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Unloaded an entire canister of flame on this thing, and it was like, all right, a world to go. That shit was scary.
Actually, thought it wasn't going to stop.
I thought Tommy was going to die, for real. Yeah.
Yeah.
As someone who's never played the game, I thought he was going to die there and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair play. I will say plot armor on him. When the other guys run or one of them gets taken out and he's got that little flamethrower that takes down one infected and there's a swarm running at him.
Yeah.
Why is he not? I was just so like, come on, come on.
Past him, not even caring.
Yeah, they're just running past him. You just think, what? This is crazy. Tommy, that was a weird scene, I guess, but...
It was a weird scene, but it looked cool. As a narrative, it looked cool that he's shooting this bloater just to put his attention, fucking screaming, and all this chaos is happening around him.
Mm.
But yeah, even popped to mind, I was like, nah, man, I've played the game.
They don't run past you.
No, they would never run past you. They're just too sporadic. They have no they've got no tactic to get past you.
They've got hive mentality and they've got one target, anything living. Like,
That's I'm glad you said that.
The series, isn't it? Last series, the hive mind thingy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because that weren't in the game, was it?
No, it was really.
That
cool.
was sick.
Mm.
I must admit, I did I mean, they're unveiling in the show.
Yeah.
When Abby falls down the snow, and all of a sudden it's like, because you hear the line in previously from the people from Jackson, like, yeah, man, I think they're we're seeing them hibernate underneath dead bodies.
Yeah.
It's like, who's talking about? And then all of a sudden they just all fucking rumble, and just start dogpiling the fence. That fence level is in the game, right? I remember doing that.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh man, but
maybe that goes back to where they found all the fungus in the pipe.
Maybe the guy with the axe, literally leading them to it, giving him a signal. Do you know that I was listening to the Last of Us podcast, and they were saying that when they'd done the whole like all the swarm coming out, obviously there was loads of actors, but obviously loads of CG, and when they were like doing post and that, they were like, why is that guy running so weird? Like, is that one of yours or one of ours? And it was like, no, that's a real guy. That guy is just running real weird and he's right at the front. You can fully see him for like 5 seconds in this horde thing. It's so good. Yeah, like, it looks so good. It reminded me of Game of Thrones, the way the budget just looked like it was through the roof.
It's true, yeah.
HBO on it.
The wall, the wall kind of looked kind of shit. Like, you see it breaking through, it looks like flimsy as fuck. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's made out of wood, but I feel like, I mean, you could just strengthen it up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, go around spikes. It again.
Yeah.
Well, just big spikes.
Yeah, metal.
A trench.
Yeah.
A trench.
In all fairness, lots of things they could have done.
When that bloater was breaking through, they showed it to us from the inside. It was very dramatic. Bam, bam, boom. He goes through the door or the wall.
Like a shish.
I was like, if you know he's about to do, if there's one battering ram, everyone just for a second just stop and go shoot that one guy. I'm sure like 15, 20 bullets, all the flamethrower, take him down and then just carry on, exterminate. That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They gave that guy space and everything.
It wouldn't have been very entertaining.
It would not. It was just shit.
So, you know.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if it's just me, but I think the bloater's skin kind of looks like chicken donner.
Oh, you know what? I see it.
Especially when it's charred.
You see it up close and it's like, you know when you go in the kebab shop and you see like
just peel it off.
Just want to carve it down.
Next time Joe walks into a kebab shop, he's going to walk in and be like, no, just like running out.
Gets the flavour out.
Shoot.
That's my take on the bloaters. He looks like a...
They look like chicken kebabs.
Joe's the only one that watches this show and gets hungry.
I was hungry, man.
But yeah, I feel like we're avoiding a subject.
Nah, we're fine, man. Jackson was cool.
Yeah, Jackson was good. Yeah.
So episode 3, Joel and Nelly head off to the...
That's it, it's done. All a dream. Joel wakes up.
All right, look, I will say this, just to start us off. The impact was the same. There was very minor differences, not big enough for me to kind of overly notice it. And look, I played this game once, and this is what we're about to talk about is the reason I've only played it once. But the trauma's sharp enough in my head. But yeah, there was a minor difference, but the feeling was exactly the fucking same, if not a little bit worse at times, because it was visceral of being human and not CG.
Brutal.
I feel like in the game, from what I saw, it was in like a darker setting, and maybe he was like in a chair.
No. Think of it exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same. Just think of it more towards like sunset. But for the sake of a TV show, I think it was better to have everyone lit up a bit more. Yeah,
I think it was in the basement.
No,
in the game.
In the game, it was in a mansion, and in the show, it was in the lodge, which I found straight like it was opposite. If that makes sense.
No. It was the same. It was the same.
Not in the lodge.
It weren't the same because I watched a comparison video.
Really?
Of the game and the thing.
Okay. I apologize.
Set really good though.
Yeah, because in the game she goes downstairs because you go past the pool table and down some stairs and blah blah blah. You go down. Whereas in the series, she goes up and she's going to higher ground. And there's like a big pane window that isn't in the game as well. You don't see a lot. Like, it's a lot more dark shadows. Okay. It's still lit. It's just a lot darker.
Guys, we're still avoiding the point, dude. We're talking about windows.
Yeah. And so also in the game, it was Tommy and Joel. It wasn't Dina and Joel.
Oh, really?
It's a bit of a difference.
Yes, you're right, because in the game, Ellie is with Dina at the time, but this time she was with the other guy. So even the weed bit and all that jazz, that's all with Dina originally.
Yeah.
It was an interesting choice to change that.
Oh, yeah, because she finds the gas mask with a bong on it. Doesn't she? I don't know if she...
Yeah,
Did she find that in the series?
She
puts it on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm getting confused.
So, Joel.
Yes.
It's just... It hit you the same.
Just shut the fuck up. And do it.
So, Jade obviously had told you before at the start of the episode, this is the episode that Joel dies. So you knew it was coming, but you obviously didn't know how. You just knew it was coming.
Years ago, when the game came out, that was the one thing that was spoiled for me, is that scene.
That's same.
I did not watch the whole thing. I just remember hearing that's how he goes, and I saw some of it, and I was like, I can't watch anymore. I'm not watching that. So I knew this was coming. And I've put that off however many years ago. I've never watched it. I knew there was golf clubs involved. So the moment he was in that room and I saw them golf clubs, I was like, motherfucker. Oh, it is happening. Yeah. Here it comes. And as soon as he said his name, or as soon as she said, and this is Joel, I was like, this is it. This is it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that was kind of one of the reasons that was putting me off playing the game as well. But more so because I knew it wasn't going to be like a Joel and Ellie story kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then just hearing about
a lot of people.
Hearing about Abby as a character as this sort of like hench chick who you follow quite a lot.
So everyone's mind when I think about Abby is just fucking Wedge.
Yeah.
You know what? I one thing to defend Abby, right? People got pissy in the game when she first came out. Why is she so hench? And now people are getting pissy that this one's not. Like, this character can't win. These actresses can't win, man.
Do you have to play as her in the game as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so she essentially becomes the second character.
Yes.
And I just kind of like, I can't really get on board with it, you know?
You know what, right? Like, there was a lot of... Abby got a lot of slack in the game for what she did. I mean, the game in general got a lot of shit when it first came out for a lot of different reasons. Abby was one of the main ones. When I first played the game, I did eventually come to kind of like Abby, and I sort of saw her point of view, and you kind of connected with her a little bit.
She's my favorite character, 100%.
In the show, it's different. It's very different in the show, because when she took that swing, immediately in my brain, I was like, fuck this Abby. I do not like her at all. In the game, it was different. I didn't like it when she took the swing, but eventually I kind of come to like her. But in the show, I do not like this Abby. I don't know what it is about her. She's just there to be hated. She reminds me of Joffrey from Game of Thrones. She's going to be one of the characters.
No. I don't think so.
She's a good Abby.
Do you know something interesting is that Caitlin Dever or Diva, who plays Abby, she was originally cast as Ellie for the film before it got scrapped.
Honest with you.
Can you imagine her as Ellie?
She's very Ellie-esque.
Yeah. Which has caused a lot of controversy with Bella Ramsey again, bless her. She's really
too old now, though.
She's too old now. That's why they didn't cast her.
I had the same reaction with Abby that I did in the game that I did for the show. So for me, it's not really different, because no matter how much of that character I enjoyed or connected or understood in the show, I think Rick mentioned this. Yes, that we didn't talk about it, but we just spoke very briefly about it. And it was like, it's an old wound opening. And I was like, you know what? You're absolutely right. Because for all of that understanding, because even episode two starts with a, I like that sort of semi flashback to her walking into the hospital room and her dad's dead. You don't see the dead body, but it's just her talking to herself. Like, don't go in there. I enjoyed that.
It was weird.
The moment Ellie shot him in the leg and was gonna essentially do her thing, I was immediately like, "Fuck you! Abby, I don't give a shit." Abby. I was like, "I don't give a shit to I don't give a shit who you are, who your dad was." But nothing against the character. I just had that same Joel moment like I did in the game of like.
It's because it's Pedro,
bro.
Papa Pascal. Happy.
Yeah. Oh man.
It was brutal. It hurts. It hurts to lose Joel.
Yeah.
In such a brutal way. But I don't think there was any other way that man could have died.
She kept going off on a fucking monologue chatting all this shit.
Yeah.
Joel just stopped and was like, "Oh, shut the fuck up already. If you're gonna do it, just fucking do it." That was like, yep.
Same as well.
Definitely.
And I feel like the prior episodes as well, like, kind of help you lead up to that because of Joel's guilt and how you see that affecting him. You kind of feel like, yeah, you know, he's ready to take it because he probably feels like he deserves some kind of punishment.
Yeah,
I love that he kind of nods in it, like when she's talking about it, and like he doesn't deny any of it.
No,
but then it's also like he also doesn't give a fuck, because it's like, yeah, I know, I understand, I really hurt you, but I would not fucking change it. Like, and I'd do it again 1,000 times. Like, and I wish he'd just said, like, I did it to save her or something, you know, just to something to kind of put it out there. Like, they were going to kill her. They were going to kill my daughter. They were going to kill this Ellie, you know, this new daughter of mine.
But you know what? I think on some level, and I may be speaking preemptive, but from my connection to Joel in my own way, I think he knows that would have been pointless. I think he knows that look in Abby's eye. He knows the trip she's on, and he doesn't give a fuck. Come on, man. He had people telling him Ellie could save the world, save our whole species from this. And he was like, I don't give a fucking shit. And even with, like, Marie at the end, you only come back. You only come back, chase us again. He just shoots her in the head. So he knew it was for nothing. And for the show, he was protecting Dina a little bit. Play along as well.
Yeah, true.
I think he also just kind of agreed with her as well, because she was like, you know, you just walked in, you didn't even look at him, you just shot him and then walked out.
Yeah.
Just walked past his body. And you know, she's right about that.
Yeah. And in the game, in the end of first game, that's the only nurse/doctor that you have no choice but to kill.
Yeah.
It doesn't let you move your gun away. You have to shoot him, and then the rest you have a choice. And then you pick up Ellie and run.
Did you shoot any of the others?
I played through so many times. I've done one with Nana, I've done one with Sam, I've done one with all.
The whole game sneaking around with, like, poo-poo. I was like...
Medical professionals.
I was like, the whole game was like, oh, when do I get an assault rifle? Oh, when do I get machine gun? And they're at the end. Oh, sweet. Anyway. I often think about it and I go, well, if it was the other way around, we'd all be like, ah, fuck you, you know, fuck off, Joel. Yeah, you killed her, you know.
I mean, look, if you were looking at it from the Firefly's point of view for the whole of the first film, the savior finally gets there. This guy has brought the savior to your door. And then all of a sudden, this guy just decides to kill everyone.
Exactly.
He is a bad guy, isn't he? He's a straight up villain.
But that's the point. That's the point of this world. That's the point of the game. That's the point of the world they made. It's not. If people watch this and all they see is blood, gore, and violence, you're missing the whole point. Because I don't like too much blood, gore, and violence. I don't like horror games. I don't like zombified stuff so much. The point of this is all about, like, the humanity. And the reality is, there is no black and white, good or evil. He was a hero for us because we saw it from his point of view. He was completely the baddest guy ever from the first game. And that's why it doesn't really matter. That's why they can have a convo with your therapist to say, you killed my husband. But in this world, fuck it. It is what it is.
That's why I find Abby such a great character, because you want to hate her, and that's the whole point. You know what I mean?
But, and I'm guessing the reason you get to play with both of them.
You start feeling sorry for her. You start to be on her side, sort of thing. And then you're like, I kind of see what she done. I kind of see why she did it. You know?
Yeah.
It's not always black and white. And when I got spoiled about Joel dying in the game, and I knew it was coming. And then when it happened, I was like, okay. I didn't feel that sad about it.
Because
Kind of knew.
And I was sort of like, well, you know, kind of did have it coming eventually. And that sounds really bad. And I did. To be fair, I did tear up in the series because, you know, it's Pedro.
Yeah, that's why.
It was a hard pill to swallow.
And a bit when he moves his finger at the end, I was like,
oh, I know.
Fucking
that's
finger.
That's the second half of the trauma. It's not even him getting battered. That was brutal enough. I thought, I've seen that.
You were lying.
When Ellie arrives, though.
Yeah.
She sold it.
Yeah, she really did. The focus in her eyes. Where she immediately sees what's happening and raises the gun.
Straight off gun.
Yeah. I thought he was dead, man. I thought Joel was dead when Ellie got there. And like the fact he was just a bloody mess on the floor. And the fact that they pin her down and everything. And she's like, get up. And the fact he's still alive enough to try is just, it broke me, man. That was my breaking point. I was like, right, I can't see puppy like this no more.
But that's what... that's what made it worse. If he was already dead, that's a different type of shock. But the fact that he was on the edge, oh man, it broke me in half.
Right?
Man.
Yeah. Should we move on from Joel? Because otherwise, it's gonna be brutal.
Can I ask one more thing though? Because obviously, you guys said that in the game, it's Tommy that's there. But obviously, in the series, they drug Dina.
Yeah.
How do they handle it with Tommy there?
I thought they just kick him in the head.
Oh. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think they just like butt him on the back of the head with like a gun,
and knock him out.
But the dynamic of the wolves, if you will, like Abby's little group, it was very, very similar. It had the exact same vibe, like the same sort of roles of like Abby pushing it a little bit too hard, and everyone else, some being hesitant, some being a bit dickhead, some being a bit in between all of this shit.
Fuck that Manny guy, he's a bastard.
I'm sorry, but fuck all of them.
Did any of you recognize Manny?
Yeah, who is he?
He looks familiar.
Well, I don't imagine you would. Well, maybe you recognize him for something else, but he's been in Marvel a bit lately. He's the new Falcon.
Yes, he is. Yeah. You know what? He done that well then, because he looks very likable.
Danny Ramirez.
In Marvel. He's a big dickhead in this. Oh, man. He done Ellie in, though, man. She was in hospital for 3 months with that kick.
I think they're all going to die. I mean, if I was to, I have no idea about the story from the game, so don't spoil it. But if I was to go with it now, Ellie has straight up got to be the bad guy now and essentially just kill everyone in Abby's crew until she gets to Abby. And then it's going to be this big thing of, do we cycle it? And I'm going to guess someone's going to watch Abby as she's about to get killed. And Ellie's going to be like, fuck, it's going to just repeat itself. But I mean, honestly, it's just two sides of the same coin, isn't it? That's why I love both those characters in their own way. I really like Abby. And I hate that I like Abby.
I like her.
Yeah. No, I hate that. I hate her, but I love her.
I genuinely don't hold
strong
any hate for her. Did she appear in episode 3 at all?
No. Episode 3?
She doesn't at all. No. They showed the scars as well. But anyway, sorry.
A break.
Oh, no.
Community life in the apocalypse stressing you out? Not connecting with your teenage daughter as much as you used to? Well, here at WLF Mountainside Resort, we have just the vacation you and your daughter need. Restless sleeper? No problem. Our on-site doctors will get you to rest in peace with our luxury sedation technique. Enjoy sports? Well, we got golf clubs. Not to mention snowy hikes, beautiful views, and a friendly manager who will always make sure you take your time and don't rush anything.
Shut the fuck up and do it already.
You don't get to rush this.
At WLF Mountainside Resort, we will always have payback, your back, and make sure that you get the long, well-earned, eternal rest that you desperately deserve. WLF Mountainside Resort, conveniently just outside of your hometown. Come and visit today. Discount to anyone with the name Joel.
Are we back?
This,
Oh, we're back.
We might as well be back. We might as well be
just
back.
Before we carry on, what do you think about the infected being more intelligent, you know, hiding underneath the dead bodies? What do you think of that?
I love it. It's not like
too intelligent, like you think, like, oh, they really like kind of developing intelligence. It's more like they're developing their instinct.
They're evolving
with the hive mentality.
Yeah.
It's not like that they're building things or holding weapons or stuff like that. They're just, yeah.
You know, Neil Druckmann, the guy who made the game, he said something really amazing in the podcast, and it was that the reason that they took over the world is just because they are better at working together. Like the infected, they are a community. They are the strongest community. They will throw themselves at a wall knowing that it's going to possibly serve the ones behind them a purpose, you know, and that's why they've won this war on humanity so far. And yeah, I just love that kind of idea of they're a good team. They're a really good fucking team, and they're gonna constantly keep learning from each other. And that's why they're like, hibernation is an animal thing. Like, you know, they've learned to be animals. They've learned to survive as mammals. I love the evolution of anything you can evolve is great, but this is like a fungal thing as well, so of course it has to evolve. Like, it's constantly like growing and stuff. But yeah, I love it.
Episode 2 is probably one of the best episodes of a series I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Everything in what I've watched, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, it was non-stop.
Again, I could probably only compare it to Game of Thrones, and that is something I'd want to watch again.
Yeah, for sure.
To a certain
I'll definitely
point,
watch
maybe.
That episode again. Just skip the last like 20 minutes.
Yeah, but in all fairness, though, you look at Game of Thrones, and I know obviously their first big hit was the Red Wedding. Episode 2 was the Red Wedding in one man, in one room, in one spot for me. The Red Wedding did not, it shocked me more. It did not hurt me as much as it did with Joel.
You know, I'm not even going to lie. The Red Wedding, you can't touch it, mate. I'm sorry. Joel really? Dying is horrible. The Red Wedding was so unpredictable. They were all main characters. It was a room full of Joel's dying. No. Different tier. You can't compare
as like a TV show mechanic, I'm saying, it was better and bigger, but I'm saying it didn't hurt me as much. It shocked me more. It just didn't hurt me. Joel was personal for one obvious reason. This is a game. I didn't play Game of Thrones.
That's a tough call. For me personally,
the Red Wedding.
Pregnant woman who got stabbed in the stomach, mate. The Red Wedding was fucking it hurt in many ways.
Okay, do you know what? This is the advert. This should be the advert. It's just us discussing Red Wedding versus Joel dying. And be like, no, mine was worse.
Leave your comments below. Let us know if you think the Red Wedding was worse than Joel's death or not.
I've never seen it. What happened is that everyone dies.
I mean, spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen Game of Thrones, but yeah, there's a wedding. It's been like pre-arranged, but then they tried to pull out of the wedding, and it's basically an ambush, and all the main characters that you have been following so far, including a pregnant wife, a mother who's like all heirs to thrones and stuff, the main characters all get ambushed and killed brutally. It is
brilliant.
Awful. It's the mate, honestly, yeah, it's worth watching just the scene, to be honest, but yeah.
So, anyway. Should we episode 3 then?
Yeah.
There's not much to talk about in this one.
So episode 3 was low key. It was calm. It was more of the consequence of what happened to Jackson and to Ellie. And it starts with her coming out of the hospital, has that mini call convo with the therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that really interests her. Yeah.
When she first woke up.
The scream, yeah, man.
Bella
Ramsey, man. You close your eyes and imagine Game Ellie. It's perfect. It's perfect. But yeah.
I like the conversation with Dina. I like Ellie coming home, being very spaced out. Not to go to a more serious place, but as people have gone through grief before, when you go back to that space immediately, it's very, you're spaced out. Nothing feels quite real. And you see that spaced out on her until she finds his jacket, his smell, and then she just cracks into tears.
Yeah.
And then Dina comes and they like to business now.
There's a line she says to the therapist, which was really good. She said something like the last conversation I had with him, I shouldn't dwell on it or something like that. I can't remember what she said.
Shouldn't define the whole relationship.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, that was nice.
It was nice.
Yeah. I think she also said, but it sometimes it does, or like it often does.
It often does. That's what the therapist
said. She was just chatting so much shit. Just like, and I'll have to forgive myself for that.
Yeah.
I love Ellie, man. Mm-hmm. And I love the therapist just being like, no, there are there's people who lie, and then there's liars, and she's a fucking straight up liar.
Yeah,
she would just chat shit. I love it.
Love the therapist.
Yeah. She's a good addition. If she wasn't in the game, I appreciate they've put her in this one. Shows a bit of the mental psyche of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff that they hadn't included in the game that they are showing in the show, because the game came out however many years ago, I've not played it since it came out. And all the other little additions that they have in the show, like the whole episode 2 when the infected attacked Jackson, didn't happen in the game. But it felt like it still could have. It didn't feel out of place. Like it all still felt very Last of Us. This is real. This is what's happening. Even though it didn't happen in the games, like they might have gone off script. Everything that all the new stuff they've included is still very, very.
It's not out of place. It fits, and
It's great. It is great.
I think the worst thing any adaptation can do is when they add something new to a TV show, let's say, from a game, is something happens that you already know. It's the main narrative. And then you get that feeling a show does that when they go, and then this, and then this. And hey, it's the funny one now. And it's like, no, don't try to do this. Whereas you're right. Nothing felt out of place. And I think I've not played the game long enough. I could have probably scratched my head and been like, and I did. I asked Rick and I was like, wait, Jackson didn't get attacked in the game, right?
Yeah.
He confirmed it because it fitted in so well that my brain was a bit like, maybe that was happening, but you don't see it.
Mm.
So it done it justice, if not added more to it.
Oh, that's good. It's good. I mean, the amount of effort that went into it for an additional thing.
Yeah.
And it paid off so well. So yeah, fair play. And it really did heighten the stakes.
I think it really adds to it.
Yeah, definitely.
So
yeah, the conversation with Dina.
Yes. Gives her the names and the locations.
Mm-hmm.
I like that moment with Dina.
Yeah.
And I like the moment where Ellie was going to get annoyed with her and kind of snap. But I think kind of Dina semi puts her in her place. Like, look, this is the reasons. This is what would have happened. And she, I can't remember if it's episode 2 or 3, where she kind of, again, not puts her in her place, but kind of puts it on her like, hey, he was important to me too, you know? Like, don't act like you're the only one who's suffering here.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would have been episode 2. It would have been episode 3.
She's so
episode 3, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, Dina is very emotionally intelligent and sharp as a character.
Yeah.
She even had a scene with Joel in the game. I don't think they actually spoke. Not very much.
Really? Didn't have not a kind of daughter relationship then?
No. They spoke more from a distance, and you could tell they had their own little bants or got on, but there was no dedicated scenes to them both.
Yeah.
I don't think there was, you know. It's a good point.
No.
Oh, I like that. I like that she is like a second daughter to him, though. I like that.
Nice little touch. Yeah. Mm.
She does seem like, I mean, obviously knowing that it's come from a game, and I'm guessing she would be this, but she does almost seem like a bit of a cheat character, like an AI character, like that's going to be like, look, as the player, you're going to want to run around and shoot everyone, but as an AI character, I'm going to be the one to say no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like the referee.
Like, you need a map. Play. You need allies. Yeah. Have you thought this fucking through? Yeah.
This is how you build a band-aid. This is how you
yeah.
She's literally telling Ellie like what does she say, like, what is it full of? Like, just guns, so you've got no like food or medicine, so you better not sprain your ankle, then you're fucked. Like, she's got such a good point, but she is like a good character.
She's great. So good. I think the rest of episode 3 was kind of more setting up for what to come, but the whole council scene where Ellie like tried to make a case to the council and be like, this is why we should go, and that was also great. That was also great to see, like, just how the actual community in Jackson is. It's not just a bunch of people just gathering, pooling resources and stuff like that. There is actually, it's a real community, like, it's real people. Everyone got their say, and even that guy that called them, a dyke.
Seth.
And even he stuck up for him, then he like him getting them out of the gate. It was actually a really, really good episode. It was pretty slow, but I was happy for it to be slow after episode two.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. So,
yes. Taken it happened, you know?
Yeah.
Just morning, I guess.
Yeah, they even had a little bit with the gravestone, didn't they? And she put the coffee beans down. No. That was kind of closure for us as well.
No, that was still a little bit of heartbreak, but yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in the game either, to my knowledge. I don't remember anything with the coffee beans.
I believe in the podcast they mentioned she goes to the grave, but she just touches the soil to feel him, kind of thing. That's what they said.
I think that was a callback to season one, where their first time they've kind of wake up one random morning and he makes coffee.
Yeah, and she's like, "What the fuck is that?" So it's not like they had that shit or something.
Yeah, their first little interaction. Like she knows that he loves his like morning coffee.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh man, it was. I don't. Yeah.
The bit where Tommy says, "What did he say? Go give her a hug for me, or something like that." I can't remember what he said.
Sarah, hello to Sarah for me. Sarah. Yeah, fuck man.
It's like,
yeah. Of course, the one shot of Joel was his watch.
He takes his watch, fixes it up for her, right?
And I love that Ellie just moves that watch aside, picks up the gun. Doesn't even give a fuck about that. That watch meant something to Joel. Doesn't mean shit to Ellie. The gun is what I need. I love it. So, we got to meet the, what are they called? The hammer guys. The smiles.
Scars.
Yeah. They're just called Scars.
There's cultish.
I'm pretty sure that little group is called the Scars.
Yeah, but their real names are like the Sephirites or Sephirite.
Oh, yeah. I think they have a longer name. So something like yeah.
Right. That was weird.
Yeah, but it spooked me how well they look like the game. Because the season one did this to me. Season two is doing exactly the same way, like with the Stalker, same with the Scars, same with Abby. Like, my internal reactions and thoughts are becoming, like, it activates my brain. Like, okay. Like, the moment I saw the Scars, I got, not apprehensive, like, almost like I was ready to fight. Because anytime you see them in the game, they're not going to be your friend. It's all of
these. So they're going to be bad guys. Okay.
No. Not necessarily bad guys. I'm just saying that they're strangers to you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the show, it was just they just seem like refugees of a, like, definitely part of a cult, you can tell. But they're running from a war, aren't they? He said.
Yes. Running from Last of Us, no one's really the bad guy.
No, you're right.
That's everyone's the thing, surviving.
Unless you're like a rapist and killing people for the fun of it, you're a bad guy.
Like David. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He was a bad guy.
Oh, God. Oh, God. But
most people survive, aren't they? And then we're like, well, I don't want you to survive. I want to kill you, sort of thing.
Mm.
I said as well, like post-apocalyptic situations always seem to produce these weird religious cults type people.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I wasn't keen to see them. I was a bit like, oh, this is a bit... And then they died, so I was like, okay. Well, that was short-lived. So that's fine.
You won't see them again.
Yeah.
Poor people.
Yeah, and they were killed by the wolves, which is obviously Abby's group, which that's who we saw at the end of the episode, I believe. In their fucking full force.
So the way I've understood it is, and I don't mean this in a spoiler sense because I actually don't know, but it feels like the remaining Fireflies have become the Wolves, or just Abby's crew were the remaining Fireflies and they've joined the Wolves. I couldn't figure that part out.
I think it's like I think the Wolves were already a
thing,
entity in the world. They were their own faction. And I think some of the Fireflies, when they all got eradicated, some of them must have joined the Wolves, but Abby's crew were Fireflies. They joined the Wolves, but I don't know if all the Wolves are previous Fireflies. I think Wolves are pre-existing thing.
Too many of them.
Yeah,
I could tell you, but I don't want to.
No, fair.
Don't say a word.
They're another entity aside from the Fireflies. That makes sense. It's just people from Fireflies join them because, you know, they're pew, pew, pew.
Yeah. To be fair, I've seen a map that they put up on a YouTube video of, like, the America and, like, where, or, like, a part of America where Last of Us is set and, like, all the different like factions, crews and stuff are, I guess, yeah, that you can bump into. Not that you're going to see every single one of them, so it wasn't really a spoiler, but just that they've planned in their heads what kind of people live where and what kind of groups live where. So yeah, it's quite interesting to see that.
It kind of harkens back to your point, Chaz, that yeah, in a post-apocalyptic world, they won or winning because of their teamwork. But look, leave humans to their own things, and we've all divided. We could have combined all of those, let's say, six factions into one state or one country and resourced the fuck out of it. But it's like, no, it won't work.
Yeah,
humans will always fight with each other.
Yeah,
all the story.
But yeah, yes, it's passed off that there's not a lot of either the wolves are a small faction, or there's not a lot of fireflies or something, but then we see that there's like a whole massive army essentially that Ellie and Dina are walking into.
You're gonna take down Solo.
Oh, yeah that's yeah, how the episode ends.
Jade did tell me something about the game, which is a comparison to episode 3, so it's not a spoiler, but apparently Tommy is the one who's keen to get out and go and rescue Joel, whereas in the show he's a bit more like, you know, the community comes first kind of thing. He's got a bit more of a reserved energy.
Considering he was there, that would be understandable.
Well, yeah, no, yeah,
I think you're right, because I think there's initially a point where when Ellie departs in the show, obviously they sneak off with Dina, but if I'm not mistaken, I think he goes to Ellie in the middle of the night and is like, right, I know you're going to go off and go to kill these people. I'm going to come with you. Let's meet at dawn and I'm going to bring a few people with us. I think that's how it goes. And then she leaves before him. No? Have I misremembered that, Joe?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't think it's brought up later on in the series. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if they're going to switch it around.
Fair enough. So, maybe let's just leave. Maybe I'm going
to... Oh, sorry. Could it be spoiler territory? Like, Tommy might go out. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's leave it alone. But I will say that Tommy being a dad in the show adds more to his caution, that you kind of believable a bit more than just a leader and a husband. Like, yeah, he's a dad. You can understand why he's not going to jump the gun.
And it makes sense there to see it.
Yeah, without diverging too far, it adds to Dina's motivation to go with Ellie as well.
True. Yeah.
You kind of feel like they're on the same page in a way. Like she saw him as a father figure as well, and she was there, plus Ellie has the whole of season one and he saved her life, so yeah, you kind of feel like they're on the same page.
Well, boys, even though we're towards the end of the episode, I would imagine it feels more like we're at the very beginning of this conversation, because this is it's not, the trauma's happened, let's be honest, that's it now, the band-aid's ripped off and the massive scar, but now it's like, oh, they've got there, and then that's it.
Yeah,
now we're just and then
for me and Fraser, this is completely new now. Like, I have no idea what's coming.
Yeah,
very excited.
In all fairness,
the game
speaking even as a gamer, like of playing these games, I love the fact that they've changed things up. It keeps me on my toes.
Yeah,
and I still watch it with a fresh eye. It's nice. It's enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It's a good show the games.
Yeah. Well,
one last thing I was going to ask. Oh, yeah. So do you think Pedro will be back as Joel at any point? Like, not too spoilery, is there flashbacks or any kind of shit like that?
Honestly, I don't know.
As someone who can't spoil it,
yeah.
I think yes, because I think they must have had a conversation after that porch thing. Because their relationship is very different in the morning, and they've hinted that something could have happened. And because she lies to the therapist, I have a feeling to believe they did have a conversation. She just wanted to lie to that therapist. That's my interpretation of. I think there was a conversation there.
Maybe.
And I think there will be flashbacks. Oh, because we have to see how Eugene died as well.
Do we? Are we going to see how Eugene dies?
Well, they brought it up a lot.
One flashback in the whole series. Just jolt. Bam.
It's
that's it. That's how we die.
Maybe something from within the past, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, they were there for 5 years, so I would have thought so.
Yeah,
I don't know if he'll be back. The only reason I'm saying this is because from episode 1 and 2, opening credits were opening credits. In episode 3, opening credits start with Bella Ramsey. There's no Pedro Pascal.
Oh!
the actual the last yes. little bit, just Ellie standing there. There's no shadow for Joel.
That
okay.
hard.
Yeah. But,
did, yeah. I think, hold on. Did, does Now TV add the skip intro button?
Yeah. Oh, I watched it.
It does, right? whatever. Anyway, even if it's on the, it didn't for me. I was watching it on Now TV and there was no skip button. I was like, all right. And then it went to the new intro of just her and no Joel. Yeah. And you're right, there's no name.
That was awesome.
Oh, that was already horrible.
Crazy, so I don't know if Joel will be back. I hope he does, because I think there are a couple of flashbacks in the game. But if they completely decide to change it in the show and leave all those out, it would suck not seeing Joel and as again. Okay, but
back, yeah.
There's one particular flashback I'd love to see in the series. If they don't, then I'm going to be well disappointed. It's not.
Let's just see what happens.
No spoilers. I would have thought they would be.
You mean that bit with the bit, right, Joe? When the other thing happens?
No, like, not the bit with the bit. Whoa! Can't believe you ruined that.
Whoa! Yeah!
Man, I was looking forward to that bit.
We all know it now. Ha ha!
There you go. Spoilers. One thing I will say is that season one did a great job of adding a load of extra depth and lore that we never got from the game. So
yeah,
I think it could be very possible we get like just a bit more Pedro, at least, if not any other bits of world building.
I think so.
I'd love to see more flashbacks of before the infection. I'd love to see that.
Yeah,
I know it's not relevant to any story, but I don't know.
I couldn't see Sarah alive again. Oh no.
No.
That'd do me in. All right. So I guess we will. What's that? Sorry. Yeah.
I was in three episodes into the entire season. We still have a lot of things to go.
How many episodes? Six.
Do we, Rick? How many things?
Do you want a number? 69 different things are going to happen in the remainder.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Right, boys.
Right, so I guess we will catch you again in 3 weeks when we do another 3-episode recap. Thank you for joining us, Joseph. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Am I coming? And,
yeah, you can come back. Why not? We'll have you then as well.
Stay up to date.
Yeah, we'll have you all. Just bring everyone. It has been a pleasure as always. I've been your host, kind of, Charlie. And I've been joined by...
me, Rick.
Me, Fraser.
Me. I'm just traumatized.
It's all right.
Call me, Mr. Call me Master Trauma.
And me, Joe.
And Joseph. And thank you, guys. We'll catch you next time. Peace out.
Yeah, boys. Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop.